It's All Things Considered on WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. The state's economy plunged into a sudden and dramatic recession in March 2020, and it may take some areas a few years to recover. Analyzing Tennessee's economic health and putting it into context is Larry Kessler's job. He's the lead author of an annual report to the governor's office, and he spoke recently with WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth.
Every recession is different, and this one being more so than others. So 2001 was kind of this boom and bust cycle for the dot-com industry, and 2008 was driven by the housing market and kind of lax regulations. And this one, unlike one we've seen in about 100 years, has been driven by a pandemic and a health crisis. And it's led to just the big thing. I mean, there were shutdowns kind of in the spring. But a lot of economic studies have found that that only drove kind of a smaller percentage of the reduction in economic activity. Most of the reduction has been just from people being afraid to kind of go about their daily lives, and rightfully so. So consumers, they kind of retreated back to their houses and they started spending less. And as a result, we saw this just really quick decline in economic activity. So we saw in Tennessee, there were almost 400,000 jobs lost in just a 1 month period. And the unemployment rate, it shot up to 15.5. I think that's the highest unemployment rate that we've seen going back to the 70s. And then kind of as this pandemic has just kind of prolonged and kind of kept on going, we've seen this dramatic shift in consumer spending patterns, where consumers, they're now spending a ton of money on goods, but spending very little on services, and especially those that require in-person contact. So you think about restaurants, you think about haircuts, and they're probably not going to recover until we have this virus under control.
Dr. Kessler, tourism in particular has been deeply cut by the pandemic. How did that affect tourism-dependent counties? And I'm thinking here particularly of some of our local counties like Sevier, for whom tourism really is a foundational element of their economic health.
Sevier County has been an interesting kind of case study because they've actually recovered relatively quickly compared to a lot of other counties. And I think there's a number of reasons for it. I think partially because they're by the Smoky Mountains, so people view that as a place where they can go on vacation and socially distance. But then there's also been kind of a lot less strict restrictions there. So other people who aren't taking the virus as seriously, they view it as a place that they can go and kind of just act normally. But otherwise, I think for the most part, especially some of the bigger cities where like Nashville and Davidson County, where there's more dense population and they rely on leisure and hospitality a ton. So think about like the big concerts and the big sporting events. We're not going to see those come back, I don't think, in full force until we have this virus under control.
You mentioned live events and sporting events. I know there was a great deal of concern here in Knoxville as football season approached because last year would be so different, and football games are a big economic driver for certain businesses. Do we know now what kind of effect the pandemic had on that sports-based revenue?
Yeah, so I don't have, I think someone might have a number. I don't, I haven't looked into it, but I have seen that UT Athletics has certainly taken a hit financially. If you were driving around downtown during any of the home football games where it's more of a ghost town, you know, compared to previous years. So there's a huge negative economic impact from that. And that's just kind of the reality of the situation right now. But hopefully once, I don't know whether it'll be next football season or the season after that, hopefully we'll see kind of crowds getting back to where they once were. We certainly weren't there this year. And as a result, there are also all kind of the bars and restaurants near UT and also downtown. They were pretty empty as well.
In many ways, the annual economic report confirmed what we already knew about this recession: the surge in unemployment, changes in consumer habits, major disruptions to some parts of the economy that we had taken for granted. Was there anything in the year's data that surprised you? For instance, I know tax revenues came in above projections most of the year, for example.
Yeah, so there were two positives that were relatively surprising. And once we dig into it, it's kind of, you start to understand why they occurred. So one of them was early stage business formations. The number of businesses that have applied for basically a tax identification number, which is like the first step of creating a business, they fell really rapidly in the spring, kind of in March and April, and then they just shot up in the summer and to a lesser degree in the fall. Most of that was non-store retailers, so online stores. Websites like Etsy, they had this huge increase in the number of online stores over the summer. And so that was just kind of one data point that we saw. The other thing that you mentioned was sales taxes, which has been surprisingly robust. There's probably like three big reasons why we saw strong sales tax growth. The first was income support from the CARES Act through stimulus checks and UI benefits that propped up people's incomes and gave them more money to spend. The other is this really strong shift in consumer spending, which I kind of mentioned earlier, where people are spending far less money on services, especially those that require in-person contact. And most of those aren't sales taxable in Tennessee. So Tennessee wasn't getting any sales tax revenue from a lot of those services anyway. And they've shifted a lot of their spending to the goods market. So you think about when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of the home improvement stores, they've been packed because people have been kind of fixing up their houses. So those are all taxable goods. And then recreation stores, people buying kayaks and so forth, and exercise equipment, all taxable goods as well. And then the third piece has been actually these really timely legislative changes in Tennessee that surrounded the collection of sales tax for online purchases that has led to a really strong increase in sales tax growth, especially at a time when online purchases have just become even more popular.
Dr. Larry Kessler is the lead author of an annual economic report to the governor's office and a research associate professor for the Boyd Center for Business and Economic Research. Dr. Kessler, thank you for sharing your findings with us.
Thanks, Brandon.